This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, happy Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek in a very chilly Ocala, Florida.
Oh, give me a break.
It was 43 this morning. It was chilly.
Oh, my God. There's like snow for all of the other auditors and listeners. I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 17th, episode 1821, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us this morning.
I just need to finish that statement there because I feel like you and I complain about the heat. And so when it's not hot, we need to not complain because nobody wants to hear somebody complain year round.
That's
so
true.
I'm just going to go with complaining in the summer.
I just said it's chilly. I wasn't complaining. I just said it's a very chilly morning.
Oh, yeah. It's freezing here, too. It's like 68. Oh, my God. I'm dying.
You know, we have a big event going on this weekend. The Ocala Jockey Club International 3-Day Events happening not too far from us here. So we get to go over and watch some cross country this weekend. 3-star, actually. So some big boys are out running this weekend. And it's beautiful weather. It's going to be in the 70s all weekend here in Ocala. So it's beautiful weather for an event, for sure. Well, you know, I was started plowing through all the entries for Radiothon last night from the listeners. And you still have till today, the end of today, and then I have to cut it off. We have to start putting them all together because there's a lot of them. And you guys, all the entries are terrific, but some of them, they really got creative this year. And apparently some of our listeners are listening very closely to the shows because we talked a lot about Precious Magic Gallop Jennings the other day and a little situation that you had.
When she was being a sweet little angel baby.
Yeah. Yeah, with all 4 feet off the ground at the same time.
Yeah.
So, Kayla, I have to give you a preview. We always like to give everybody a preview or two of the hundreds of entries we're getting in. But Kayla had one, and I wanted you to hear it because, you know, sometimes in Radiothon Day, it's so busy and there's so much coming at you. You particularly, Jamie, miss some of the individual ones because there's just so much happening. And I didn't want you to miss this one. So here you go. Well, this is from Kayla.
A little fiery.
Precious Magic Gallop Jennings, the Wild Mustang, had a very bouncy lope. And whenever Jamie asked her, she would buck and say, yeah, nope. All of the other horses listen well to Jamie's ways. Luckily, Mrs. Jennings has leg muscles for days. Then one year round Christmas Eve, Coach Jen came to say, Jamie, please hold on so tight. Don't fall off and eat dirt tonight. Then Precious Magic Gallop Jennings, the Wild Mustang, learned to canter gracefully.
Yippee.
Soon she'll be driving carriage and maybe jumping at Grand Prix.
Yeah!
Happy Radiothon, everybody.
Well done, Kayla.
Oh, my God. She really gets me.
Yep. she just nailed the pony thing. Nope. Nope.
And trying to squeeze the whole name in there. Oh, my God. That was
I'll fantastic. Play that later in the show again for people who missed it.
I kind of teared up a little bit. I might have cried a little bit. It was so beautiful.
She knows a lot about your leg muscles, too. That was funny.
I'm glad I could inspire a song.
And I could hear Jennifer saying, hey, don't eat dirt today.
Yeah. Exactly.
Don't eat dirt tonight. It's Christmas tomorrow. Oh, that was funny. Good job, Kayla. If you want to submit your own entry, go to holidayradiothon.com and click on Enter to Win at the top of the page. If you don't send in an entry, don't worry. You can still call that day, the day of Radiothon. We're going to have 10 lines open, and they're busy most of the day. And we'll have Jemmy and Jennifer will be answering the phones all day, taking your entries. You'll be able to win just by calling in that day, too. So either way. But good job, everybody. There's so many good ones, Jamie. I can't wait for you to hear them all. There really is a lot of good ones. And we're going to talk more about that later on the show because we have a special guest coming up too. Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we're going to start out with an Auditor's Asked guest. That's going to be Patty Cramps, also known as Patty's Pony Place. That's the lady behind those adorable miniature horse ski joring videos that we've all been watching. She's going to stop by and tell us all about it. And then mid-show, we're hopefully going to get an announcement from Horsemanship Radio's host, Debbie Laux, about superstar guests. And we're going to wind up with Really Bad Ads, our weekly adventure into the lighter side of our free market system. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who booked the cruise, and we've had quite a few. I think there's almost 50 people going. It's the last couple of days. You still have a little time to get the cruise booked if you want. Those that already booked, I hate to tell you, but payments are due next week, so we have to get the final payments in for our bookings, but we're so excited about everybody that's going. Go to Horse Lovers. That's with an S, horseloverscruise.com. You can find all the details. If you know it's getting cold up there, now you're feeling the cold. You want to hit the warm weather and go to the Caribbean in February. You can join us for 4 days on the cruise. But we're looking
forward
to hanging
out with
you.
Horse lovers really missed the mark. That should have been the Horse Lovers with a Z cruise.
I know. I know. Maybe next year. Hey, can I add though? You get free flights. We need to get you to fly in to Key West for the day we're there and meet us for the pub crawl.
Okay, I can do Key West pub crawl.
I know you don't want to do the cruise, but you could fly in. You get those free flights. We'll just have you fly into Key West.
Let me tell you what, I could do the cruise. If you know when you go and there's like that little walkway that goes, that goes from the dock to the boat,
yeah,
and then you take that walkway, yeah, and then you will get on the boat. If they would just leave that walkway there and not go anywhere, I would totally get on the cruise. That whole like pulling off the thing and then pushing out.
You'll just have to come meet us in Key West. You just have to meet us there.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, you're Daily Winnie.
You're buying.
I'll buy. You come over, I'll buy.
Oh, my Daily Winnie time. You know what? I'm gonna call an audible. I'm gonna change my Daily Winnie because you and Jennifer just made my morning. being supportive of something that's important to me is incredible, and I'm so lucky to have you guys on board and in my life. I threw something at Glenn and Jen this morning, and they both just took it and just ran with it, and like they're not busy enough in life with Radiothon and everything coming up. And I just wanted to say thank you. I'm like emotional about it right now, and we'll tell you guys all about it coming up, but there's something that's really important to me that we're going to bring onto Radiothon, and Glenn and Jen supported me 100,000,000%, and I just wanted to thank you.
Well, you're welcome, my friend. You're welcome. That's
I have a question for Jennifer too. If I can, Jennifer, can I have a little of your time? Are you there?
Certainly.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
I have a first world problem.
Oh, no.
And I need to talk about it with you. I need your advice.
Is this personal? So, do I need to get off the air for right now?
No, it's not about boobs or anything like that. So the place that had baby Zara and Pink, the place that boarded them five houses down, they have sold their house.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And so the horses have to be out in 13 days. So my
husband. How rude of them to do that to you.
I know. It's like, excuse me. How dare you move away? So I had to relocate them. And thank God my husband, this is a long way to get into my question. So I found a home for Pink, not a home. She's going to be boarded in a broodmare pasture in the neighborhood. Because
hotel.
I have...
She's going to be staying at a hotel.
She's going to be staying at a hotel, a mamatel, a maretel. And she actually, you guys know I've been trying to use her in lessons. I just can't keep her sound. So she's going to go be a mama again next year. So I'm bringing baby Zara home. However, you guys know that we have 7 stalls and 7 horses. So
it's never stopped you before.
But I don't want to just like leave her out.
The problem is?
Yeah.
Thank you. Still not getting to the question. This is a long way to tell my story, but also involve you because I do have a question. So we're building a new stall. Chad is, we're going to Tractor Supply this weekend to get the paneling and build her a new stall. So she's going to live next door to Zeus. It's going to be awesome. I'm finally going to get to kind of train her a little bit more because she's quite the nightmare. So anyway, I've measured her and Pink both for blankets. Because Pink is going to be living outside. It's not cold here, but it does rain like 3 days a year, and it always rains in December. So I need to get her a waterproof sheet. Why are you laughing?
Because what you said to me earlier, and everybody's going, is she crazy? Sorry, go ahead.
What'd I say? I guess
it rains 3 days a year, and you need a blanket.
She needs a blanket. Again, Glenn, I preface this with first world problems, okay?
I'm just sorry.
So Pink is, I measured her, and she's a size 80. So she's kind of big, though, but I'm hoping she'll lose a little bit of weight, but probably not. But then I measured baby Zara for her blanket because my baby needs a blanket. Yeah, go sit down. Because baby Zara needs a blanket. Hello. It's going to be cold, and she's a baby. So I measured her at 65. She's currently a 65. Do I buy bigger because she's going to grow? Like, how much is she going to grow? What size do I get her to last this whole winter?
She is almost wearing the same size blanket as my pony, by the way.
Yeah. Well, she was kind of 65. I think it might have been closer to 66. So we're looking at 66, but she's going to grow. But how much is she going to grow over the winter? Did they grow seasonally? Do they just constantly grow? Does it, you know, like their hooves grow more in the summer? What?
Yeah, babies don't grow proportionately because she's still going to look like a baby. She's still going to be much shorter coupled front to back than tall like a baby by springtime again. She's not going to have her length. So I would say go up a little bit, but not, I wouldn't go up more than one size.
So if she's measuring at a 65 or a 66, do I get a 68 or do I get it?
Yeah, a lot of times they're 69s. Blankets are 3 inches.
Yeah, depending on the brand, they either come in even numbers or in 3-inch increments.
In 3 inches. Okay. See, I know you guys own the tech store. I knew you would know what to do. So if she's a 60, let's go 66. You think I should get a 68 if it's in evens? This is like such a first world problem. I'm probably boring all of you.
Well, here's the tricky part is different blanket brands, depending upon the cut, can fit really, really differently. So if there's a brand that you're really familiar with, go that direction. So you're kind of familiar with the sizing. For example, Nigel has an 81 or a set to 378 inch blankets. One of them barely fits on his body. One of them is too big.
Okay.
And they're all the same size, but they're 3 different brands. So I'm going to say go, if she's measuring 66, go 69. But I would not go to a 70 with a 2-inch increment. I think that's going to be too big.
Okay. Problem solved. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Glenn.
You're welcome. Okay, all right. Jennifer's going to work on getting our guest on here. Right now, and we're gonna chat with her, and I am excited. You know, we've had some interesting things happen this year on the Horse Radio Network, and I'm excited to have Debbie on to talk to her about her milestone coming up.
100 episodes.
Yeah, she's hitting 100 episodes on Horsemanship Radio, and I remember I talked to her for years, even before she started that show, and she really wasn't convinced that she herself wanted to host a show, and I'm so proud of her. And I also want to give a shout out. You guys know I have a couple of mentees all the time in the podcasting world. I've talked about that before. One of them right now, her name is Erica. And she does the Newsworthy podcast. It just started 2 months ago. She was a big-time TV reporter in L.A. She quit her job to do podcasting. She just quit. She was sick of the rat race and TV for the last 10 years. She's kind of a celebrity out there, and she started her own podcast. I've been mentoring her since day one. And she had some very, very exciting news last week, and I was just thrilled for her. And then, you know, Mighty Blue, who you've heard me talk about, who does the Appalachian Trail podcast, I've been helping him since the beginning. He just signed his first sponsors on for an entire year. So, I'm very proud of my mentees right now out there doing their thing in podcasting, and so excited for all of them. And, I just wanted to congratulate both of them. Mighty Blue does a great job with his show. And Erica, that's the only news I listen to is Erica's. It's 8 minutes once a day. It's called The Newsworthy, and she's totally unbiased. I don't know how she does it. Matter of fact, I've been mentoring her for months now. I don't even know what her political leanings are. And I talk to her every week. So that's...
And what's that podcast called?
It's called The Newsworthy. And you'll find it in all the podcasts. It's Erica Mandy is the girl who does it. She's so good. She gives you and it's very short. Each story is 30, 40, 50 seconds, and she's on to the next one. And she'll cover 6 or 8 stories in 8 minutes, and then it's over. But
listen to On the Go, The Newsworthy for daily news roundup in less than 10 minutes. It provides all the politics, tech, business, and pop culture news you need.
It's great. And she's delivery is great. She's very delightful and, huggable.
She's really pretty, too.
Yeah, she is really pretty, which is why she was on TV for 10 years. but she's good. I mean, she's really good. She spends a lot of time. This is her full-time job now. She spends a lot of time putting it all together every day and then puts it out at night so that in the morning you just get the wrap up. And I love that show. And not just because I'm helping her. It's just, that's the only place I go for news because it's totally unbiased. I don't have to listen to arguments. I just hear the news. And
gosh, there's a local radio station here. Cause I listen to talk radio now. I think I did too many years in music radio. And so I listen to it and I'm like, oh my God, shut up and give me the news.
Yep. Well, if you just want the highlights, put that on your feed or, put that in your podcast app every day. It's really good. It really is good. And she had a major, she was just, get this. Now she's been doing this 2 months. Now it's a daily show like ours, but 2 months worth. And Salon Magazine featured an article on top 10 podcasts you shouldn't miss. And she was featured in it.
How'd we do? Did we make it in?
We didn't make it. I was a little pissed at her. I told her that. I said, you got in there and we didn't? How'd that happen? So
I think that the readers of Salon Magazine would be real big horse people. That's so weird. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I thought that too. Then I was actually reading the article and I searched around their site, and you'll never believe what I found was a store that was advertising on Salon that sells all the fake equestrian riding apparel looking stuff, and some of it was so terrible. I hadn't looked at some of the fake, and apparently it's still in. The fake riding apparel looking stuff is still in at the high-end stores, but my God, Jamie, it does make them look like halfway between an equestrian and a hooker. There's some of those outfits are something else.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah. Gross.
All right, so let's, Jennifer's trying to round up our guest here, I think. So she's ready. So we had a while back on the Driving Radio show, we had Patty, who is of Patty's Pony Place. And she was such a delightful guest, and the auditors have requested that we have her back. So we're having her back because it's that time of the year when we need to talk about ski joring. So good morning, Patty.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good. Good to have you back again.
Well, it's good to be back again.
Now, Patty, remind everybody where you live. I assume it's a place that has snow.
Oh, goodness, yes. And we got about 6 inches of that in the last 3 days, and it's very cold. We are north of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Okay, that just sounds freaking cold.
That's a good word, yeah.
I'm guessing that when it snows, it's not a news story.
No.
No, it always feels like it, though. when the snow is up to your knees, and particularly with the minis, because it's really easy to get it up to the knees for the minis.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about that. Now, Patty, we've talked about ski joring before, and we've had people on from Europe and from Canada, but we've never talked about it quite in a way that we would need to talk about it with you. You have an entire farm full of Thelwell minis. I mean, Thelwell minis.
Well, I know that we have one, and that's the one that's in that video, and that's Tonka. So we have 20. There's 20 of them here, and they're assorted different ones. So there's a couple that maybe compete with Tonka, but my little Tonka, he has definitely been called that before, and he's got a fairly round abdomen, but he can do it all.
Fairly round abdomen. I do, too.
Now, hold on. See, I'm looking at this picture, and this Mini is as round as he is tall. Okay. So let me start there. I have been in the snow, and walking in the snow is like walking, it's harder than walking in sand. And after about 8 steps, I felt like I was going to die. How does he not die galloping around in the snow?
I think that Tonka has a particular motion. It's kind of a leaping. You can see that in his video. When he lopes, he kind of raises up. And so the other minis that don't have that roundness, they kind of just bowl through a straight line. But Tonka goes up and down and up and down. He's like riding the waves.
I'm just exhausted.
All I can picture is the Walmart little thing outside the Walmart that you ride going up and down. Up.
That's right. And actually, I've referred to Tonka's abdomen as his water flotation device.
Jennifer, if you can find that video and post it right away on Horses in the Morning, that would be great. But his belly's hitting the snow. His legs are like 3 inches tall. It's incredible. So now tell us about how you do ski joring. Are you doing the ski joring with minis or with ponies or what?
They're all minis. The tallest one, and I'm just the harness maker. I say that just. I mean, I really love making them pretty little harnesses and all the different colors. But the skewering, I don't personally do. My husband is definitely the guy that can do that. I forgot the question.
Okay, so ski joring, you can do it with minis, was the question.
Oh, yes, all minis. The tallest one that he's skied with is 38 inches tall. Now, of course, we see people all over Europe, as you've seen before. There's lots of people doing this with full-size horses. But we like the minis, particularly the little guys. We've got 3 that are that height. They're 34 inches tall, and there's 3 on what I call our ski crew that are very safe. They, you know, the point is, if you're going to crash and burn, it's not going to be quite so dramatic as it would be behind a 16-hand horse.
That's what I was thinking. So, because I've skied before, and it was all crashing and burning. So now, Jamie, can you picture your 4-year-old with little skis on behind a mini in the snow? He would.
How fast do they go? Because I feel like a mini galloping in the snow is like 0.2 miles per hour. I mean,
that's right. In his case, I call it Tonka speed, because he doesn't go fast. Now, of course, if there happened to be a sheep that popped out of the bush while we were out there, we'd have a different story. Tonka particularly does not like sheep. So increase of speed can happen, and when the one that Kelly skis behind, we call him King Rolly, 34 inches tall as well, but he's an ex-wild mini horse racing horse that we bought, and he goes a lot faster. So when Kelly wants to really show off, we hook up Rolly.
Now, let's talk technical here. So you're connected because we're learning a little more about harness now that Jamie's having to harness things. And of course, I've been a driver forever. Okay. So you hook, what part of the harness are you actually putting on the mini? And are the reins, all you have is reins? Is the mini pulling you on the skis by reins? How's that work?
Not at all.
Okay.
And there's different designs. When we decided to promote and do this officially as part of our business, we looked at all these different assorted things, and it's basically just the front end of a pair's harness is what you could call it, what I make, and then I got excited and made all these little fun colors. So we put the little shaft system together, and it's made out of electrical conduit. So it has a snap. It's basically a little shaft. And then we have a, Kelly took a one-inch trailer snap. It's called one of the big, heavy one-inch slider panic snaps that you use in your horse trailer. And basically welded a link of chain to the slider part. And then that is what connects to the belt. So I make the belt, and you hook yourself to the back end of that, and you have a little tether on your wrist. And we've tested that out, and if you crash and burn, your wrist will end up flailing somewhere. It's not likely you're going to maintain your poise. And that quick release lets go, and then the horse is loose. The shaft set is loose. You are technically loose from the horse, but you can still hang on to the lines. And we wanted that. I mean, if you're looking at the difference between a 34-inch mini and a 16-hand horse, you don't want to be dragged by the lines or the shaft set.
Yeah, I'm picturing myself just failing miserably at all of this, to be honest. I'm picturing myself face first in the snow, right behind the butt of a mini. That's what I'm picturing. So you actually are attached to the mini by a belt.
Yeah, we've got the belt, and then what attaches you is indeed that little, there's a little section of webbing that ties the trailer snap, and then that snap is attached to a U-bolt in the back of the shaft set.
Well, that makes sense, because so you really don't want them pulling by their mouth. You don't want them pulling you by their mouth. Yeah.
Absolutely not. And particularly the big horses now, I mean, that's why, again, I mean, none of this, I wouldn't even be talking to you if we had saddle horses. I mean, I watch these people do this and I think, oh my God, what's the matter with you guys? But because even if you do crash and do a face plant behind my little tank and my little donk, I mean, you're not going anywhere. That's pretty much the end of the story.
Now, does this look like something you want to try, Jamie? You ski, right? Gosh.
I do ski, yes. Yeah. And I think this looks amazing, and I would love to go. I just don't like the snow so much. So,
well, you could do it in sand, but that would be abrasive when you crash. Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, that's a whole other story, too. No, you need to come up here in the good old Norse, and we just, you know, we dress you up. We take care of you.
Okay, I'm in. I want to do this so bad. It looks amazing. And I could learn how to drive a little better, too. Get some lessons.
Precious Magic Gallop Jennings, new ski-joring or sand-joring pony.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. The sand-joring pony. You could start a new thing out there.
You'd probably do really well up there. You need a pony? I got one for
sale. Hey, now, I got a question for you, Patty. Her pony that she's training, which you probably have heard about, is about, what, 10 and a half hands, 11 hands maybe. But she's got this huge head, and the bridle doesn't fit for the harness she bought. But I said you could probably make her a custom bridle in all kinds of fancy colors, right?
Oh, I most definitely could. One thing about my sewing machine, it has no idea how big a horse I'm sewing for.
All right.
Yes, I most definitely, yes, I can. I can make you. Yep, you betcha.
Yes, the problem is I bought this pony. She's about 13 hands, and I bought this pony harness, and turns out she needs like a cob size bridle because she's got like a horse size head and a pony body. She's really. She'll grow into it. I'm thinking she's really not the most attractive thing yet. So we'll have to.
That's why I'm thinking a pink and purple and orange bridle. You know, something really wild.
I don't need to
draw
attention to it, man. You have camouflage? Can we just camouflage her head?
She is black. A black bridle would camouflage. That'd be
yeah, exactly. Let's make her head disappear.
Good. I haven't seen the pony with my eyes. I'll track that down and have a look at said pony.
Okay.
But you just pick the color. Yep. All I need is measurements and your color choice, and away I go.
All right, I'm in.
Well, Patty, you make some cute carts too. Do you guys make the carts for minis?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we started in business in 2011, and then Kelly built the first one, designed and built the first two in 2012, and it is completely run amok. Or that would be the very personal, the uncut version. We definitely have a very cool designs. He specializes with the little guys, the 34 and under. There's the suspension. He was heavy in suspension design throughout his life with the big trucks. Always studied vehicle automotive suspension was one of his favorite things. So combined with his horsemanship, skills and his years with the draft horses, logging. He logged skidded logs, which also Tonka can do, by the way. Just had to throw that
little
in
tiny
brain.
Sticks, you mean? Like a branch?
Oh, yeah. Branches. No, he builds a little bigger than that. My rule of thumb with them is that if I can pull the log, he can pull the log. If I can't, I don't make him like really work. But at any rate, yes, we do build and design carts. Hubby does that part of it.
That's awesome.
Well, everybody needs to go right now to Horses in the Morning Facebook page. Jennifer posted the video of Tonka doing ski joring, and it is the cutest damn thing you've ever seen. It really is the cutest damn thing. It really is.
And the slow-mo, I always like doing when I'm making the videos, I particularly watch for the parts that would look really cool in the slow motion, and it totally changes. His mane flops in the wind, you know, he looks so...
Jennifer, I want a Tonka. I want a Tonka, Jennifer. That is the cutest thing. I think our landlords would go for a mini, too, actually, so...
They're easy to keep, yeah, definitely. They don't cost any more than a big dog.
This is great, Patty. Where can people find you?
Well, on Facebook, of course, Patty's Pony Place, and then I have pattysponyplace.com.
Patty's Pony Place. Check it out. If you need a custom harness, too, for your mini, or you're just looking for a carriage or whatever, or you just want to have some fun, take a look at Patty's Pony Place. She's got 20.
God, so right.
Isn't the cutest thing? And, of course, Tonka's black, and with the white snow and everything, and he does. He hops. He goes bloop, 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 bloop along. It's
yeah,
so cute.
And he does that. I mean, that's how he goes. And it's even better when he's in actually deep snow. It's really quite dramatic.
And it looks like fun. It does look like fun. All right. Thank you, Patty.
All right. Thank you, folks.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.
I love her.
You have to like condition a mini to run in the snow. So
God,
funny.
Isn't it funny looking though? It looks like so much fun. It's just my speed,
totally.
Too, not too fast. The other ski joring we've seen looks just dangerous. This looks like less broken bones to me.
There's no jumps in the way.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I do want a mini someday. That would be so much fun. Anyway, that's it for Patty. We're going to come up with our next guest here very shortly, and we're so excited to have her on. But first, we have to hear from Kentucky Performance Products.
The sun is just peeking above the tree line as you walk into the barn. You grab your horse's halter off the hook and head out to the field. The dew shimmers in the sun as you walk across the damp grass. You call his name and his head comes up as he walks toward you looking for the apple in your pocket. You take your time grooming, enjoying the peace and quiet in the empty barn. A refreshing breeze greets you as you start down the tree-lined path. Your horse ambles along on a loose rein as you both enjoy a relaxing ride. The feeling you get on an early morning hack is why we do what we do at Kentucky Performance Products. This feeling is brought to you by Microphase. Fill the nutritional gaps in your horse's diet. Microphase vitamin and mineral supplement is a low-calorie way to provide your horse with the vitamins and minerals missing from their diet. The horse that matters to you matters to us.
And of course, you can follow Kentucky Performance Products on Facebook as well. We had a quick question that I just saw that was for Patty. Do they groom the track to ski on? If so, how? It does not look like it's groomed, does it? Jamie,
I don't know. I mean, it just looks like a trail that they use.
Yeah, the snow doesn't appear to be 3 feet deep. It's 6-7 inches, but yeah, it doesn't look like they do. But I guess you could. You could get the bigger horse to pull the plow to groom the track, and then hook up the mini. Well, we need to say hello to one of our special friends and congratulate her on something that's a big achievement, actually, in podcasting. And that's Debbie Laux, host of the Horsemanship Radio Show. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Good morning, Glenn. Good morning, Jamie.
Morning.
How are you guys?
We're great.
Well, we're great. Congratulations. Are you freaking kidding me? 100 episodes? How is that
feels
possible?
Feels old. Yeah, doesn't it? Well, yeah. listen to who I'm talking to here.
Yeah, but we do a daily show. You do a weekly show. That's 100 weeks.
I don't even do a weekly show.
2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jeez.
I do every other week. Yeah.
So that's 4 years.
Is it? Oh, my gosh. Thank you, guys. I wanted to start off by saying thank you, guys. You guys are all, you're part of the production team, even. I can't even take all the credit here. I've got Jamie on the phone who does the Ask Monty Q&As in every episode, which I so appreciate. And Glenn is my retired producer, and Jen, my producer, is my she's my co-host.
No, I was the fired producer when everybody said, oh, Jennifer's so good on that show, get rid of Glenn. And that's exactly what happened.
Gotta listen to the people.
Yeah, okay. So the peeps fired you, huh?
And, we have to congratulate Jennifer, too. She's been most of them.
Since, I know. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. She's my co-host. Yeah. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. She's my guinea pig.
I like Debbie because she makes me think hard.
I make you think hard.
You do.
Try to make your horses think
hard. Not about technology things, because you're actually really easy technology-wise. except when you insist on getting guests from 14 different countries on the same show. That's a little tough. We need to talk about that. about horse topics. You make me really think. I like that. It's fun.
Thank you. That's good. Well, it's the horses, that make you noodle. And you're the one who brings the subjects, too. So I'm so glad. And, it's a nice staging platform, the discussions we have for the guests that we have, which are so cool because they pick up, I don't know, I should have done a count on how many different disciplines we've interviewed now at this point, but it's a lot.
Well, that's the one thing about your show too. It's not just one thing. You've had people on. I was just looking through the list of your guests. You've had people on from every English, Western of every sort. And not all trainers either. These are people who compete, and you just a little bit of everybody.
Yeah, that's what horsemanship radio.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. Everybody that does things with horses should be practicing horsemanship. It's weird that way.
That's it. Yeah. Well, that was actually one of our goals, is to say that horses don't care what saddle piece of leather you put on top of them, or how they actually go out there and perform. Obviously disciplines are meted out by their physical prowess and intellect and all those things. But basically, horses are horses. So that's what I love about being able to do. It's very generic, but Jen will tell you it's pretty drilled down too. But Jamie's been a great influence on me in being a student and just watching her learn and seeing her cross those boundaries of tradition and been a great student, Jamie.
That's awful nice, but you know what? It's you say great student. I just call you with all my problems. I have a horse who's doing this. What do I do? So you're a great resource for me, and I do love listening to the show. It's so great. It's so funny. I kind of compile a bunch of them, and when I drive to Flags Up, which takes about 11, 12 hours for me, I listen to you like the whole way there and the whole way back. So I get really into the Flag Is Up kind of zone as I'm on my way there, and hopefully I'll get to come back soon. But I'm scheduled to come first couple weeks of February. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I'm so excited. Okay. All right. We're getting out the
red. It's the exam. Oh my God.
Oh, Glenn. That's right. That's when the
exam. Oh, it's your test day, test week.
Guess who I have to test in front of?
Oh, is Monty going to be there?
Yep.
Has to be. That's the idea.
I just mentioned it. They just mentioned it here, and I got nervous, like butterflies in my tummy, nervous.
Oh, did you? Oh,
gosh.
Sweet. Oh, sweet. Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's tougher than you'd think, so.
Thanks.
What? I just looked. Your first show was June 1st, 2013. So it's been 4 years, right? So good job. Yeah. Good job. And it's so funny. I'll tell a little inside story here. I worked on Debbie for probably 2 years before she actually did a show. And I just kept bringing it up every once in a while when we chat. And I kept bringing it up every once in a while when we chat. And then finally she conceded and she said, I'm going to do it for a year. I'll do it for 1 year. and we're 4 years later now. And by the way, Reese Koffler Stanfield too. When I got her to do the dressage show, she gave me 3 months. She said, I'm going to do it for 3 months. That's it. 3 months. And she's going on 5 years. So.
Well, my husband gave me 2 weeks for this show.
We all are just, didn't he? Bucking the system,
Actually, I think what it is we're all too lazy to quit. So we just keep doing
That's what I told Glenn yesterday when he asked me if we could do this today. He said, I said, I'm ambitiously lazy. It's like, you know, you kind of want to get it out of the way. So you work real hard. So you get it out of the way. And then, oh, yeah, look at that. I did that. So,
yeah. But isn't that true of almost anything we start, right? You start and think, well, I'll do this for a little while. And then 5 years later, you're still doing it. But it's gotten easier after 5 years. Hopefully it's gotten easier after 5 years.
Oh, it's more fun now than it was, you know, in the beginning for sure, because I didn't know what anybody would want to talk about or if they,
I think the other thing too here, and I'm going to say this with you on the air, the other thing too here is you didn't have the confidence in yourself that I did. In the beginning, you did.
You know, yeah, this is a little departure, Glenn. But the fun part is just taking yourself out of the equation and just allowing these people to get to talk about what they love to do. I don't have people on that don't love what they what they do. You know, I mean, these people are passionate about whatever area of horsemanship they're in. And I think that's what's so much fun is to say, it's okay. You can just talk about it, you know, and trainers used to not be so open. So it sometimes is a little harder to get a good trainer on there to talk about himself because number one, they didn't talk about their industry all that much anyway. And they certainly weren't asked about themselves. You know, they didn't consider themselves personalities at all or anything. So, but if you can just hit that moment in there where they just get to talk about what they love to do, then we're the better for it. You know, we get to hear the inside scoop on all this stuff, which I think that's the reason podcasting, I think, is so much fun in the horse industry or Horse Radio Network, who owns that space. But I'm really glad that you started this. I think it's really opened up, especially for a horsemanship radio, it's opened up that ability to say horses are horses. And one of the first questions Dad almost always gets, Monty Roberts, did we say that out loud? Is, you know, but my horse is a, or, you know, but we ride, and as if people assume that that little corner of the world is really different than, you know, some other corner of the world, or Monty, you don't understand, my horse is a, or, you know, but we ride, you know, and he wears so many different hats that the only way that explains it is the fact that horses are horses. So I love that about being able to put everybody on one ground that way, one foundation, and then we can go forward. It's like Jen talking about working with this, you know, the different, you've got an abused horse, you've got an old traditional horse, you know, traditionally trained. Even we're old and traditionally trained, right? Our demographic.
Wait a minute.
Sorry, I threw you under the bus there. I know. But, you know, most of the people that have enough money and enough time in our industry are women, you know, over 40 or so getting back into horses or always wanted to be into horses. So there's a lot of us that have a good brain and an interest in horses, but you know, we don't know where to start.
You know, right? What I like too, Debbie, and by the way, I'm very proud of you. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you, Glenn. That's really sweet.
You know what I like too is that we've gotten to know your family as people. You know, everybody knew Monty as the, you know, as Monty, right? But we've gotten to know Monty. We've actually gotten through the shell a little bit of Monty and also your mom and you. So we've gotten to know the family. And I think that that's something that I've really enjoyed over the last 4 years is getting to know the people behind the people. And I think that everybody else has too. I think that, that's what podcasting is about. Is allowing it to get more intimate that you couldn't do in radio or you couldn't do in videos. It becomes more an intimate experience where we all get to be friends. So, you know, the shows I listen to, I feel like even though I've never met those people, they're my friends. And I know people feel that way about us, all of us who do these shows. And I think that that's the power of podcasting that you don't get in other places. I don't know if Jamie agrees with that or not. You were in radio for a lot of years. But I think that intimacy is something that we don't have elsewhere.
I definitely agree. You know, you listen. It's the difference between movie stars and TV stars. If you see it,
Oh, did we lose Jamie?
Airport.
Oh, you just broke up a bit. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said it's a difference between movie stars and TV stars. Movie stars, you see them in the airport and you don't go talk to them. But yeah, you see a TV star and you run up to them because they're in your house. Right. They're part of your day. You know, they don't travel to go see them. And so when people feel like they know us, it's the biggest compliment because they take us along with them. And that's been the fun part of having you do the radio show is we get to see, you know, the actual, you're a real person. I'll never forget the first time I sat with you guys and had dinner and you and your dad and your mom are telling stories that were in the book that I had just read. Yeah. And I was like, those things really happened? Like I couldn't believe all that was true. It's so crazy. But like once you get to know you guys and you see where your hearts are and where everything comes from, that's why I just had to be a part of it. And watching you guys all, you know, I can call you with horse training questions. And if you don't have the answer, which why wouldn't you? Because you've been with your dad for years.
I'm a facilitator. I just put you right over to the guy. Yeah.
Well, I do appreciate it. And getting to know you guys and being a part of your show is such an honor to me. You ask me to read these questions on the air and it's so great because I get to have my like Monty day of reading these Q&As and being a part of your show is such an honor. I remember she said, Glenn, I'll pay you. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I pay you.
She doesn't for free, folks. That's right. Yeah. No, that's and I do pick them a little bit thinking about what Jamie's doing at the time.
I might have noticed that.
You might have noticed that.
She needs all the help she can get.
I'm trying to teach Precious Magic Elf Jennings how to drive. And all of a sudden my Monty Q&A is, how do I teach a horse to drive?
Where Zara was born, and it was all about imprinting.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Yes, well, exactly. You can find Debbie at horsemanshipradio.com. And there's something else that Debbie does very well and kind of shows the rest of us up on Radiothon
Day. This is not fair. She's like in L.A.
Yeah.
And she's all Hollywood.
Yeah. Okay. She's all glammed up. So we have Radiothon every year. Debbie's been involved since year one. And, what a lot of people don't know is Radiothon Day, the hosts for each hour book their own guests. That's part of their responsibility. We have a lot to do on our own. We can't book all the guests. So we book it for horses in the morning, and then they book all their own guests. And Debbie's failed miserably at that over the years.
Yeah, right.
So Bob Baffert comes to mind. And who else have you had?
Gosh, let's see. We've had Debbie McDonald, Boyd Martin. Yeah.
No names.
Monty. Yeah. We had, let's see. Oh my gosh, don't put me on the spot. Sorry.
Well, Bob Baffert was one that sticks in my mind because Bob talking about not racing things, about life and about growing up and his childhood. Yeah. Oh, it was
when
so
was
cool.
14. But the best part was it was right after he won the Triple Crown. Oh my gosh. You know, that was do or die for me.
It was a great interview. We should replay that soon. But let me ask you, do you have your guest book to show us all up again this year?
I have it booked. I don't do it to show you up. I'm trying to help everybody.
Martin Clunes last year. Hello, Doc Martin.
Well, Martin Clunes we had last year. He's so fun. Isn't he funny? I love him.
He was great interview last year.
Yeah. Go back and listen to these people. They are really fun. You know, don't let them go into the dusty archives of podcast world. There's 100 podcasts on there and people should go back and listen to at least the radiothons. Those are so much fun. We laugh and giggle and it's
all right. Well, who do you got this year? Who's on the lineup?
This year, I have
all this leading up to dropping the bomb. Go ahead. I'm so excited.
No, you just love her. But so I have Nick Roldan, who's the number one U.S. polo player who happens to just be dating Rebecca Springsteen. You know, he's wonderful. And no, I don't have Jessica on that. But Boyd Martin, who is the rock star of eventing for me, he's just so cool. He's Olympian, but you know, his story is probably the grittiest story that's out there. If you ever get to see, there's a Purina video about him.
Oh my gosh, he is just, he's had a hell of a year too. Oh my God.
With crackers and he's a great guy and he adores dad adores him. So we're going to have Nick with dad, Boyd with dad, with a theme of, you know, your, what's your horsey theme? The horsey present past.
Yes. your favorite horsey present, past, present, or future. Right.
That's hard to say. Thank
it is hard to say.
But drum roll, you got to throw a celebrity in here somewhere who is also a horse person. So my guest, which we haven't even recorded yet, so please don't fail me, is Wendy Malick. And since I'm not the TV watcher that Glenn is, tell us.
If anybody ever watched Hot in Cleveland, she was one of the four women in Hot in Cleveland with Valerie Bertinelli and Victoria Chase. It was on for years. She also was in a series Jennifer and I watched last year, a TV series called Rush Hour. And she was the captain.
Just Shoot Me.
Yes, yeah. And from Just Shoot Me. That's right. That is correct. That was another one. She's done about 100 movies. I mean, just on and on and on.
She is voice actress and an actress, which makes her really fun because you'll recognize her voice. You know,
yes.
On this.
She's been in NCIS. She's been in, as I said, The Rush Hour. She was one of the voices in Kung Fu Panda. So she was in that. Hot in Cleveland for years and years and years. She was in that. But she's been in so many movies over the years that, I mean, dating back, well, I'm not going to give her age, but dating back a ways.
Everybody will recognize
yeah,
her.
Yeah, you just will. Look her up, you know, Wendy Malick. You'll see her face and you go, oh, that's who she is.
Yeah, Wendy I-E on the end and M-A-L-I-C-K. I think you'll love her. She's an animal advocate. She has been for decades. She's a real one. She's out there raising awareness for all kinds of animal adoption. Protecting the wild horses is her latest, greatest big deal. And she didn't start riding until she was 40. So she's like my demographic, right?
Oh, cool.
And you know what? The first one she bought was an OTTB, Jamie. And
really?
She was taking lessons on this horse. And so she started off in English because she kind of liked the clothes, but she's not pretentious. Now she just is in jeans and takes care of her own horses. And she lives in a farmhouse.
Oh my God. I didn't realize this. She was on Baywatch back in the original Baywatch for 4 years.
Really?
Yeah.
We won't be talking about that.
She was also on Seinfeld, too. And I think she dated Jerry in one of the Seinfelds, didn't she?
Maybe.
I think she was on Seinfeld. Too.
That's true. I saw that on her IMDb. But
she was in Scrooged, which we watch every year, Scrooged. We still watch that every year.
Can you tell Glenn's going through her IMDb?
I am. Yeah. I'm looking at all these shows because I know I've seen her 1,000 times. Wow, that's
cool. Is she like taking courses? Is she involved with the farm at all with all of her connections rescues?
The Red Cross is with, when we were in Missoula, Montana, the Humane Society was out with a presentation on doing preg checks and how are we going to work out this whole, holding pins for Mustangs can we prevent births and all these things. And there was a panel and they had discussions and everything. So what I did was I sought out some of those people talking about that. And they said, hey, Wendy is our spokesperson for this thing, basically, as a celebrity. But through the Humane Society and through my contacts there, I kept poking.
Well, congratulations. That's great. Can't wait.
Cool. Yeah. I'm really excited about, people digging into the show. I thank my sponsors too, Omega Fields, Cavallo Horse and Rider, who make that possible. So please support them. And our Armani's Equus Online University, that's my three sponsors for this. And go in and dig in there. This last year has been really fun. I've had Hannah Selleck on, Tom Selleck's daughter. And we were at the American Horse Publications Podcast Award, together on that one. You guys won. I got second. So that was the Priscilla Presley episode, right, where she talks about the Tennessee Walking Horse situation. So we're not an advocate subject. We're a training subject, but I love that we can throw in advocacy on that and take violence out of the training of horses. So that's Dad's marching orders. So there we go.
Well, congratulations again, horsemanshipradio.com, Horsemanship Radio on all of your podcast players or on our app. It's also on the Horse Radio Network app. Well, Debbie, we'll talk to you in about 10 days?
Yeah, that's right.
Radiothon.
Yeah, have a good Thanksgiving.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, Debbie.
Debbie,
congratulations.
I got to talk to you about Zion, so I'll call you later.
Thank you. I want to hear.
Okay. So, real quick, so you know, I got one of the top poles. You guys trying to get Zion to move off of pressure. And he's so into pressure that he broke the pole.
No. Jamie.
He like, I put the pole on him and he like laid on it. And oh broke it. So
it's a trained off pressure top pole. Yeah. Okay. Yes. We'll have to talk about that one too.
Yeah. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. Yeah. All right. Talk All to right. you later. Oh,
gosh. Okay. Bye, you guys.
Bye. Bye, Debbie. All right. We have to talk a little bit about one of our sponsors, and that, I'm going to pull it up right here, right now, is Ovation. OvationWriting.com. You know, it is the holidays. It's time to start looking at presents. You're going to be buying presents for people. And there's nothing better than buying something that's quality. And Ovation doesn't have anything that is not quality. From boots to breeches to helmets to coats, clothing, equestrian belts. The one nice thing is a lot of times, a lot of times the equestrian stuff can be really expensive, but Ovation actually carries stuff that is affordable too. So they have their equestrian belts, which are really cool, and they have some of the coolest belt buckles. If you go to ovationriding.com and click on the belts, you'll see those. But they have gloves, they have half chaps, they have outerwear, they have show shirts of all times, all kinds. They have several different types of stock ties. So for the people that show in your life from the complicated, you have to tie it yourself once, which by the way, I can't even tie my own tie, to the easy snap-on ones, which is, I'm sure, what Jamie uses.
So, how did you know?
I just knew. To boot socks. You know, there's one gift that I have given that Jennifer likes every year. And I don't know, is this a horsey girl thing? If I get her boot socks every year, she's happy to have new boot socks every year.
You cannot go wrong with boot socks ever.
And they're really fun to shop for around the Halloween time, because sometimes you can find really crazy boot socks, but I don't know. Do they do crazy
yes,
boot socks?
They do Ovation? Some really, they do the Argyle ones. They have the multicolored ones.
Cool.
And then they have the Zox boot socks at Ovation. So the Zox are the ones that have all the animal patterns and the peace signs and, you know, tie dyed.
It is
and,
the Zox ones I
yes,
was talking about.
Okay, yes. Cool. So they have those at those are Ovations. So they're $8.95. So, I mean, you can find a ton of different things for stocking stuffers, or if you want to, you know, get a $400 helmet, you can do that too.
But just real quick about the helmets, my student's mother said, hey, send me to that helmet website again, because I think I'm going to get her a new helmet for Christmas. And I was like, really? She goes, yeah, she's had so many falls in this one. I think it's time. And I was like, don't wait till Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. Let's not hold
what are
that
you
one.
Doing? Don't wait. Right now.
Yeah, by the way, if you fall and hit your head, you're supposed to replace your helmet. That's the rule.
I have to say, she's had so many falls that I'm like, oh, God.
Oh. By the way, they have Zox helmet covers, too, that are the same patterns as the socks, so you can get matching socks and helmet cover. So that's pretty cool. So check it out today. Head on over to ovationriding.com. So do you have some first world problems for us?
I might. Actually, they're not mine.
Oh,
there are other people.
Yeah, we already discussed yours, so we have to do other people's. You ready for that now?
I might have added one into this, too. Let's do it. Leslie would like to write that my horse ate my taillight out of my trailer, and since the time changed and it's dark, how am I supposed to haul to the indoor arena in town?
Not to mention the blockage your horse is going to have.
I didn't even think about that. Mo says, after rearranging my work and not being able to drink mimosas on the beach last Sunday, I remember her first of all probleming about this because she had to go meet the Devaku rep instead of go to the beach.
Right, exactly. I remember that.
So now the updated version is, after rearranging my work last week and not being able to drink mimosas on the beach last Sunday so I can meet with the Devaku rep, it rained and now I have to meet her on Monday. Again, you're getting custom-made Devaku saddle.
Mo sent her entry in for Radiothon last night too, and it might include something about you.
Oh, boy. Tara says, I got 105 bales of hay delivered tonight for my four horses. So now I have to tell my husband where to put the bundles with his tractor rather than sit in the house and drink wine. Cutting into your drinking, girl. Let that happen.
I'm sorry. Carrie, I feel bad for your husband. I'm sorry.
Carrie, you don't have to comment on all these. There's too many. Carrie says, I haven't had time to go buy a new dress for our hunt,
ball this weekend.
Oh, you poor thing.
Moa has another one. Poor girl. Maybe if... Oh, wait. Oh, she just commented on that. Mm-hmm. She, because the Carrie's the one who's been spending all the time with William Fox Pitt.
So. Oh, yeah. Well,
feel sorry for you. Kimberly wants to say that this was definitely not her. She just overheard this at her club's awards banquet. My horse won so many awards, I can't carry them all. Lisa says, I'm taking my horse to a 5-day clinic and I have to schedule hauling because I'm too chicken to drive him myself. It's so stressful.
I think there's a lot of people with that problem.
Robin says, I just hate it when my mare Diva rubs the glitter off her hooves. Kyle, Dr. Kyle, says, the stress one feels when you forget to blanket your horses in Florida if the temperature drops below 70. Wendy. I feel you, Wendy. I feel you. Aaron says, my horses are really big money pits, but the bigger they are, the bigger the pit. Jamie submitted this one. My fourth dog keeps rolling in the poop of my seven horses. Why does he do that? I have to bathe that dog every night because then he wants to sleep under the covers in the bed.
I saw your picture.
Yeah. Carly says her equestrian problem is that I want to wake up early to go ride, but I want to sleep in.
I can picture Carly doing that too.
Yeah, exactly. Like Rachel says, it's going down to 39 degrees tomorrow. Do I blanket my horse with the line sheet or the medium turnout? These are definitely first world problems. Laura says, I wanted to go riding today, but it was so cold and windy that my friends didn't want to go with me. Terry, it's hunting season, and now the only place we can ride is in our very own private indoor arena. Like, I get done with this, and like, I love people who submit these, but I also want to punch them all. Sorry.
There is that.
Stephanie, including myself. Stephanie says, I'm supposed to go on a trail ride this weekend, but I just can't decide on a set of shipping boots because there's so many styles and colors to choose from. Shopping. Anne Marie says, work is getting in the way of my pony time, but I need the money or I would quit.
Yeah, isn't that true of everybody, though?
That whole, like, having a job thing. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
And TJ says, I can't decide whether we should enter Mini Pearl or cash in the light parade at our local casino.
They have a light parade in a casino?
They have a light parade in your casino. And you have a local casino. That's awesome, too. And then Kayla wraps it up, and she says, my husband got me some brand new muck boots from the Muck Boots Company, and I want to wear them out to the barn, but it's so muddy, I don't want to get them dirty. Say goodbye to those boots.
Yeah, they're goners.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, that's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, and we're going to pick winners today because next week we are dark on Black Friday, getting ready for Radiothon. So we're going to pick winners for our prizes that Jennifer's going to tell us about. But I need help with that. If anybody's listening live and could private message me on Facebook, we'll let you pick the winner. So the first one to private message me on Facebook right now, we'll let you pick the winner. So
first world problem is I can't find the pink plaid blanket for Zara online. They don't have her size.
No, a lot of times they don't have the pony sizes in the fun stuff. I have one with snowflakes on mine for a scooter. He has pretty blue snowflakes.
I want a pink plaid one.
Jennifer, what are we giving away today?
Our prizes that we are going to give away today. First up, we've got a custom figurine made by Allison, and she's on Etsy. And her site is called Artwork by Allison. And it's a custom figurine. And lots of the hosts here on Horse Radio Network have them. She gets a picture of the horse of your choice, your horse, somebody else's horse. And she makes a teensy weensy little tiny figurine of them doing something perfectly adorable. Sleeping on a pillow, climbing out of a coffee mug.
I just bought four from her. So she's not going to be available for custom orders because I've taken all her time. So I've sent off for four. I can't wait to see them. Sorry,
they
carry
are
on.
Uber cute.
They are uber cute.
And then
cute.
Also this month, we are giving away some books. First one is Horse Color Explored. This looks like a really fun one with 200 plus color photographs in handy reference sections throughout, as well as an in-depth look at special hair features, the evolution of horse color, and the effect of color on performance. Is there one? Fertility and character. The Color Explored is a fascinating and valuable resource for the modern horse person. What a great coffee book to have. Might be fun to read on the Horse Lover's Cruise. Hint, hint. The other book we're giving away is the Backyard Racehorse Manual. Comprehensive off-track program for horses and trainers. For folks who want to train a racehorse but don't want to hire a professional trainer, they want to be their own trainer. It talks all about rules and regulations, medications, whether or not they're therapeutic or just cover-ups, and has lots and lots of very helpful illustrations.
Does it tell you to actually how to train the horse?
It does go into fitness programs.
Oh,
yes.
Cool. Okay, cool.
Yes. So it's, I would say this is a great book to read before you get your racehorse. If you read this book and then get the end, you can get to the end and make an educated decision on whether or not you want to,
you
train
really
want to
do that.
But also it's going to give you some insight into what hiring a trainer. If you want to hire a trainer, you're going to know some questions to ask.
The illustrations in this book are really good and
yeah,
funny.
I've always wanted to train my own racehorse.
Yeah, you should consider that sometime. All right, let's pick some winners. It looks like Rosie and Misty are going to help us.
We're picking them before we read the ads?
Yeah, we usually do.
Oh.
Are you ready for that?
No, I wasn't. I hadn't gotten the spreadsheet up yet.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll let you get the spreadsheet up. And if you guys can hang on, let me know if you can hang on or not, one of you anyway, till the end of the ads, and then we'll pick the winners then. But thank you for responding, everybody who did.
Are they on the phone right now?
No, they're on a private message here on Facebook.
Okay.
So
hi.
I got a lot of those. All right. So let's do this. The first one today is submitted by Diane, and she read her own.
Okay, this is Diane from Ontario, and this is a really bad ad. It's from Patterson, and I thought I'd do my best attempt at an accent from that region, although I'm not really sure where it is. I think it's Mississippi. Two walking horse, $700. 14-year-old gray mare bred back in June, July, rides at good little hard to catch without feed bucket and have 2-year-old bay stud that will be 3 in the spring. He has not been ridden, but have saddle and bridle on him. Very easy to catch. Will load in trailer, pick feed up, very gentle. My price is firm. Want take no less, so don't ask. And pick I put up is all I have. No video. So there you go. Don't ask
terrible.
For a video because there you ain't going to get one. There's only pics and only the ones she's shown, which are terrible. There's like this little horse way off in the distance up on a hill eating grass. It's blurry. Another one of a horse running away. Another one of a horse with its head in a bucket so you can't actually see the horse.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I went to see a horse that was in a tiny little picture far away, and I got there, and he was emaciated and had one eye.
Yeah, there you go. There's a reason.
And yes, we bought him.
Yeah. Of course you did. Of course we did. Sherry sent this one in from Facebook. Free horse, please share. Want her off my property. She's about 7 years old. She can be a little rude sometimes. She will need an experienced handler.
Oh, God.
That's it. No height, no weight, no color, no type.
Just get her the hell out of here.
Just, I want her gone. I don't care. Just take her away. Casey sent this one in, and Jennifer, I might have had trouble playing this one. We'll see. Yeah, there we go.
Okay, this is another one from Springfield, Illinois, Craigslist. Horse for sale, $150, Beardstown. Coming two-year-old, he's about 13 hands, still growing but unsure what he will finish out to. Has not been started under saddle. Sweet with people, first to greet you. Chases miniature cows. Dad's mad, need gone. Have pictures, couldn't figure out how to attach them. For questions or pictures, text or call.
Doesn't Dad's mad needs gone say it all?
I love that. Dad's mad needs gone.
Needs gone. You don't have to say anything else.
Was it Dad who posted that, or was it Mom who posted that?
I think it was Mom, and she couldn't figure out how to use a phone. That was funny. Dad and chases the miniature cows. First of all, I didn't know there were miniature cows. They're like miniature horses.
Oh my God, they're the cutest things ever.
Are they? Yeah.
Oh, Google image miniature cow while I read the next one.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay, Christina sent this one in. She says, hi, I found this one on our horse trailers for sale or trade Facebook page. My first thought was WTF. Horse and dog trial trailer, $3,000, Geneva, Ohio. Horse and dog trial trailer, large 400 motor manual wrench, stall for one horse, 6 large dog crates, 2 bed, ramp comes down to load, horse runs great, surface damage. Make reasonable offer.
By the way, you got the one word wrong. It's a manual wench.
Wench. What did I say?
You said wrench. It's a manual wench.
Which manual
wench.
Wench.
Yep. Yep.
Every once in a while I screw up.
By the way, mini cows are the cutest damn things ever.
Oh my God, right?
Yeah, they're all hairy. They kind of look like little Thelwell cows.
Look at Dumini Highland cow. Maybe that's what you're looking
that
at.
That is. Oh, they're all hairy. Yeah. They're really cute. Rebecca did this one.
Hey, Glenn.
Yeah.
Hey, Glenn.
Yeah.
Are the pictures of the trailer not in your show notes?
No.
Oh, hit the refresh. They should be there.
Not mine either. Because
they're way worth looking at.
Oh, no. We don't. We don't see.
Oh, no. Because they're fantastic.
No, the picture isn't here.
Describe it.
Yeah, then. Describe it.
Well, here we go. What this really is an RV. The kind that's built on top of a full-sized van chassis. And what they did is they chopped a giant hole right behind the passenger side door. And then they created a ramp out of what looks like old warehouse doors.
Okay, so let me stop you. Yeah. Just post it. We need to see this.
Yeah, we need to see
this. I need in my heart to see this. Put it on the Horses in the Morning Facebook page. I must know. They're crazy.
This looks good. This looks like a good one. Rebecca sent this one in. A trail horse for sale, $2,500. Chisholm is a 1998 AQHA registered own son of Hollywood Dunnett. He has all the buttons anyone would want. He is broke, due to the fact that he has not been ridden for about 5 times this year. He may not be hardy as broke as he was when I got him. I am asking $2,500 for him. He stands 14'2" and is very stocky on just 1/2 a scoop of oats twice a day.
Oh my God, somebody save that horse.
Is that all? Do you think they feed it hay or anything else other than the oats twice a day?
I don't know.
And then the other thing is he's either broke, or he's not broke.
Exactly.
I mean, if he's broke, he can stand around and still you ride. But if he's not broke, you're not going to ride. He's not broke.
God. You win.
win today.
Just Jenny saying.
From Facebook. I have a saddlebred thoroughbred cross gelding, 7 years old, stands and picks feet up, ties trail broke and started gun breaking, loads, tacks up, rides well with other horses or alone. He rides bareback and just reins, spelled wrong.
Spelled like the king.
3/4 drop straight bit. Probably a good candidate for a hack or a bozzel. B-O-Z-Z-L-E. He's easy to catch and very lovey-dovey. Now, before you hit the reply button with
course.
Visions.
But.
But. Stop. Just wait. Hold on. Hear the rest. Now, before you hit the reply button with visions of Christmas gift for your 13-year-old kid, he's fast. Like really fast. Like race horse fast. He is not for the faint of heart and not for a beginner rider. He hates when you drink beer and ride him. And he knows. And he knows what a can of beer looks like and what it sounds like when you open it.
That's a first.
So, if you want to experience one of those, hey, watch this, Bubba moments that gets 1.5 million views on YouTube, crack open a beer and hold on. His name is Harley and he comes with everything but a saddle. Now, we call that when you can crack open a beer on the back of your horse, we call that drunk broke. So this horse ain't drunk broke. That's what they called it in Kentucky when I lived there. He's like, is he drunk broke? I don't know, Bubba. Let's find out. Watch this.
That's
exactly.
Funny. That is funny. Is, oh, my God.
I feel like that should have had a southern accent.
All right, Jenny. Thank you. Kate sent this one to New Names today, too. 7-year-old quarter horse, $500 in Spencer, Indiana. Selling my horses. Just don't have time for him. He is around 16 hands. He is not broke to ride. He has some quirks. He is very mouthy and like to nibble on your fingers. He is also afraid of ditches. He doesn't realize how big he is. He doesn't realize how big he is and will try to lean on you when he walks. Other than that, he's very sweet, gentle baby.
Oh, my God. Can I just point out that the worst thing you can do for a horse is not educate it, first of all. Second of all, who wants to buy a 7-year-old 16-hand unbroke horse that bites you and runs on top of you?
Yeah, yeah, there's an accident here waiting to happen, and it includes broken bones.
Yeah. Horse.
And they want $500 for that.
Yeah, somebody take this thing off my property. Yeah. Maybe it's the same person said above, need gone now.
Yeah, he keeps biting me.
Beth said, sent this one in. Horses, $600 in Clovis. I know of Clovis, New Mexico, so I'll think that. Several horses for sale, $600 to $2,500. Let me know what you're looking for. 6 for sale. I got a bunch of photos. Just ask. I will do package deals. Horse. Horses, mares, geldings, AQHA, grade, registered, papered ranch, trade, Palomino Gray, Gruya, Paint Bay, Mustang.
Ooh, you said all that in one breath. That was good. And who do we have ending the day today?
Oh, it must be Scott.
Here is Scott, ending the day today.
Hey, this is Scott. Today's bad ad comes from Gordonsville, Virginia, where a woman has two adorable minis looking for a home. The ad comes in two parts, a few days apart. The first part, pretty reasonable, says, the mini mafia is looking for a new home. They are mature gentlemen and extremely easy to have around. Plus, they are super cute and incredibly comical. Need someone that will love them like we have the past few years. Adopter will need to sign a contract with Central Virginia Horse Rescue. However, I guess she hadn't gotten any takers, so a few days later she wrote this. Still looking for a home for Mini Mafia. They are excellent lawnmowers and have an auto-fertilizer feature installed. They are also highly skilled in the following areas. Desensitization training for your large, young, or really stupid horses. Personal space awareness for dogs, certified trainers. Diet consultants for overweight goats. Also, lifetime membership in Goat Watchers. This is a once-in-a-lifetime offering. There are only 2 of these creatures left in existence. 4 payments of only $5 a month. I pay you. And free shipping. Don't miss your chance. Call today.
He really could do commercials.
They need to hire him. Somebody needs to hire him to be like a voiceover guy.
Well, thank you, everybody, for submitting your ads. They were terrific, as always. Let's go to Jennifer right now. I have Misty and Rosie.
We did get, by the way, Marissa and Rebecca, we did get yours as well. So yep. Thanks for thank submitting. You. You are in the running.
Everybody that submits is in the running, whether you hear your ad or not. Okay, so let's go to Jennifer. What numbers are we picking from?
We are picking from 1 and 225.
Wow, big. There were a lot of submissions. And we all had a lot of new names. Thank you for everybody that's new that's doing this and working on it. We appreciate it. Now, this is for the custom figurine from Artwork by Allison. We all have them. We love our custom figurines. You're going to get one of your horse, or maybe you're going to give it as a gift. You're going to get four, because you can't just buy one of these. And we wanted to give you time.
I want like different poses of Zeus.
That's right. And we're going to Misty first. So Misty is picking number, what numbers did you say between again, Jennifer?
Between 1 and 225.
Okay, so she picked number 13 is going to win the custom
Lucky
artwork.
13. I need a wheel sound effect there. Lisa Dowell wins figurines from Allison.
Yay, Lisa Dowell wins. Good job, Lisa. And now for the two-pack of books, Horse Color Explored and Backyard Racehorse. Rosie's going to help us out here, and Rosie has picked number 34.
Number 34 goes to Rebecca Brasher.
Rebecca Brasher, congratulations. You can either use those books yourself or give them away as gifts. That's one of the nice things about getting them at this time of year. So congratulations to everybody who played. Now, don't forget, in just a matter of a week from Monday, you're going to have the opportunity to win over $4,000 in prizes, including the grand prize package from Weatherbeater blankets and all kinds of stuff, and then your choice of a Wintec saddle, and then prizes all day long. Horse Lovers is giving away a $50 gift certificate every hour, all 12 hours. And then we have a ton of other prizes, too. So you're going to be able to win prizes here in the next couple of weeks. Be sure to keep that in mind. And we just, Jennifer posted the picture of the camper turned into a horse hauling or animal hauling unit. And
tell me that's not epic.
It is disgusting. It's mostly held together by duct tape, apparently. It is disgusting. Oh, God. The inside. Look at the pictures of the inside. They're awful.
Can you imagine how bad that smells?
Oh, this smells bad.
There's a lot of poo in there.
This smells.
I don't think it's horse poo.
This smells really, really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so gross. The floor is like black and rotten.
You know, I got news for people who are trying to convert things. A RV camper floor is not made to absorb moisture. That's not the idea.
Or support the weight of a horse.
That too. I kind of forgot about that. Yes, you're right.
I do like the partition, though. They did make it really safe by wrapping the partition in duct tape.
Because we all know how soft duct tape is. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. We really appreciate it. We'll be back on Monday with another show here for you. And we want you to have a terrific weekend before Thanksgiving. Basically, I think everybody's getting their radiothon submissions in. They're all getting in the mood. I think we can declare the holidays have begun. I'm declaring it. So that means next week I can start playing Christmas songs to piss Jamie off royally.
No, well, you know what? It's just certain ones really make me crazy. And you know which ones those are. And damn it, those are ones you're going to play, isn't it?
I'll start mild with one of the Templeton Thompson ones you really like. And then we'll go into Dominic the Donkey.
Yeah. That's not even a song. Made, Neuter, and Geld.
I wish I had it ready right now, but I don't.
Thank God.